Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
Wow, wow, wow. Doug, it is here, Jack.
What's here?
The weekend.
Well, yeah, that's good for most. Except those of us who just keep our nose right down to that grindstone on the weekend proper.
Why don't you do some live shots out on the golf course today at Normandy, where Iggy and PGA Pro Dan and Jennings Randolph Jr. and the guy who is not a member of the fan page are competing.
It's tempting. Very tempting.
It's so beautiful. It's going to be like San Diego today.
Yeah, it is.
It's a great day to go out and shave some strokes or maybe have a little nectar.
This would be a great day to play golf. It's supposed to be like upper 70s
yeah.
today.
I'm going to shave them. Yeah.
Well, I hope this doesn't mean that it's going to get cold before we get our full summer.
We'll be fine. We'll be fine, baby.
I hope not. I don't mind the heat.
I don't mind it. I'm with you on that.
I got up at 4:30 this morning and went outside to smoke and had to go back in and put a sweatshirt on, turned off the AC, opened the windows. In August, that's never happened.
Nah, I'm telling you, I seriously cannot remember it. Matt, a few people are texting that they want to, that they're calling in. So I guess if Matt, Iggy, whoever can, could I just answer the phone directly? I'm happy to do that.
Sure, let's roll the dice.
It's not like we filter the calls anyway. Obviously,
no, roll the dice.
All right, so if you want to call in. I'll just, no. I'm just saying I didn't know if I could do it. I'll do it.
Stay right here.
Let's see. So call in if you want. 855-282-8255, 855-282-8255. We have the DB's exit poll. I'm anxious to see what these boys have prepared for us. Doug, here we go.
Oh, you ready? Okay. I got to bring it up.
No, there's pre-pro. There's pre-pro about to come.
I know, but I have bring up my phone where Matt sent me things.
Go ahead and hit the lever.
The exit poll is powered by DB Sports Bar and Soulard.
This is a great question.
Ooh, interesting question.
I didn't care for the question.
I don't know. This is a hard question.
That's the stupidest question ever, Doug. Just shut up for the segment.
DB's has awesome food and drinks served by the finest ladies in St. Louis.
Well, there it is, Doug. And here are the questions for Miggy.
It's kind of odd.
And I'll get to the phone calls, those of you calling, I'll get to the phone.
We were kind of on the same page.
Texts are angry, Brendan.
Because I got Matt's questions, and I had a few music questions, too. So we'll go with one of Matt's. If you guys were going to come out with a debut album, what would the title of your album be?
Wow. That is a good question.
Hashtag journalism.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Would that be your...
Hashtag journalism.
That would be your album?
Yeah. That's not a bad one. Yeah, it's kind of trendy, you know, with the hashtag thing, and journalism never dies, Lord knows.
Wouldn't be Luscious Rump?
No, that might be the photo.
That's the name of the band.
Oh.
I think mine would be Sapphic South City Tales. Yeah, actually, I'm going to release that in August.
Debut?
That's the debut cut.
I was thinking of you yesterday because I traded that.
Okay, he was thinking of me yesterday.
I think about you all the time, but that the Nike driver that I traded for the 36 Pro V1s. Mm-hmm. He said my company logo's on. Is that okay? I said that's fine. His company logo is Siemens.
Oh.
Siemens.
Hmm. Wow, there's a company that makes that stuff.
Yeah.
No, it's a moving company.
Oh.
Yeah. All I know is it says Siemens on it.
S-I-E-M-A-N.
Yeah.
Doug's not as fascinated.
No, not really.
Okay.
Not playing that game.
Shafe, you want to get in on the Shafe if you have an album? Okay.
Poor guy's just sitting here.
What?
Well, I just asked him.
If I had an album?
Yeah, your debut album, what would the title of your album be? That's enough. Turn it off.
You got to think of a title just right.
Matt gave you yours, Doug.
I know. I was happy to get it.
That's the whole point of this. We don't send the exit poll questions to you and Kat and Timmy. We want you to think outside the box when it comes up.
That's top-notch producing right there, baby.
That's what that is.
Well,
you do have another question?
I do.
Doug is answering everything?
Yes. And think about this for a little bit. It's another music question. I was just in a music mood yesterday.
Defiant ones.
Your three favorite albums of all time.
God, albums are kind of like... It's a little old school.
Yeah.
You can do three songs.
No. I'll stick to what you're going with because that was the theme. That's what makes it a little... I mean, Thriller. That's right in my wheelhouse when I'm like 6-7 years old, and it was so damn good. And still so damn good.
A lot of good songs.
You with me on that, Matt?
Oh, all the way. All the way.
God, I'm not. This is tough for me to say. You know what? Traveler, Chris Stapleton. Because I was about to go into how U2's coming to St. Louis, and I used to be really into U2, and I'm just like not into them anymore. Like I don't know if that would change if I went to their show. They're playing the Dome, so I'm kind of like,
And they're getting old.
But
Burning Tree was a good album, though.
Joshua Tree is what
Joshua
I'm going to go
Tree,
with.
Yeah, Burning Spear. That spray game.
Doug.
Yeah.
Well, there's two. Are you thinking, Doug, while Timmy comes up with
the Thriller? No, I went with Thriller, really Traveler, and Joshua Tree.
Oh, you did go with U2. Yeah. Okay. Doug, Dick Damone?
Well, he'd be up there. The first one I ever bought was like one of the Beatles' earliest albums. So that would be...
Sergeant Peas?
I don't know. It was before that. It's like one of their first or second albums.
Oh, the White Album?
Or, I don't know the name of the darn thing.
Abbey Road.
I just remember buying it when
Abbey
I was
Road.
A young kid.
Hard Day's Night.
It was one of those.
All right, here we are.
And I had the Fleetwood Mac album that was so big in the 70s.
Rumors.
Yeah, I had that one. And Andy Williams' Christmas Hits was big for me. It was really big. Boy, he could sing. He had a large head, but he could really sing. He had the great voice.
Played golf with his kid down in Springfield.
Chasing Duffner.
Jason Duffner's not Andy Williams' son.
Nah, it'd be a fun little sports Sunday feature.
It isn't. Boy, he had a nice little theater down there in Branson after his years in Hollywood.
He would spend time there, too. We got him on the air, and I called his office.
Why don't we get him on?
How was he?
Down there in Branson.
I heard some tales, like maybe he wasn't the nicest guy in the world.
You're talking about me, or are you talking about
him? Well, we were promoting his theater, so he was fine.
Okay.
And his Christmas show down there.
Had a large head, but he had a great voice. Yeah.
Another music question.
Doug, it's a theme to the exit poll brought to you by DB.
Yeah, then I got a couple sports and one movie.
There's the agenda.
Yes. Worst concert you've ever been to?
Well, now this is a nice. You guys did nice work here today. Doug, I'll let you go because I gotta go.
I've been to very, very few concerts in my life. It's just not something that
I did.
Very, well, then don't answer the question.
Handful. Can't think that I've been to a horrible one.
You got one, man?
I went to an R. Kelly concert where he walked off the stage.
That's a nice play.
And walked to the back of it and was about to fight the light and sound guy because he didn't hit a cue in the right time. He had that 12.
I sometimes want to do that with Hanselman at a TMA Live. He'll do that in Fenton. Gotcha, that's Fenton 2 weeks. God, I'm trying to think. I've got to have an easy one, but I don't know. My best one's always Jay-Z, Kanye, 2011, Las Vegas. Did N-Bombs in Paris like 11 times. How about that?
Different versions.
Did they rap about how tough and cool they were? And
that's essentially the theme.
The man's out to get them.
In particular song.
Yeah.
11 times.
The theme of every stick.
Again! What else? I gotta have one. I don't know. I feel terrible. I like to really think through it and give you an honest answer, and I don't have a good answer at this point. I have to have one.
You ever go catch any shows down at the Blue Note?
That's actually where I was starting to go. I'm like, I had to go to one in Columbia. But I mean, it was these 90s college bands that like would mean nothing to 95% of our audience. But to all my cohorts in Columbia at the time, they were like the Samples, Jacko Pierce were like friends with the guys in my frat. I don't know, Doug. I'm sorry. There's got to be one. But
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Sorry, Iggy.
Who's the chick that does the animal commercials about they show the puppy and...
Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. My brother took me to her concert at the Fox, and I fell asleep after two songs.
Really?
He woke me up. Show's over. Okay, let's go. I don't know why. I just fell asleep during her concert.
It's all right, baby.
I saw Tony Bennett at the Fox a few years ago.
Was it good?
Right there. Oh, just boring.
Was it really?
He spent so much time trying to get people to buy his CD in the lobby.
Oh, no. Really?
I'm not into it.
Is that the guy
got to
do
it? Is that right?
I know I'm supposed to act like this guy is a legend and this is great, but it wasn't. It was
really
boring.
Oh, that sucks. I didn't know about the thing that sucks is to try to get buy my CD out in the lobby.
Got that speech about
makes me
five times. What are you worth, $100 million now?
Well, that's the thing.
And
that
you need
makes
another
$20
makes
me kind of, it's like when I see De Niro working with Anne Hathaway and The Intern, I go, oh no, what happened? Did like the Nobu and Tribeca start on some financial problems?
Yeah.
You know? I don't know. Now it makes me uncomfortable.
Now I'm picturing Tony Bennett as a saxophone player outside Busch Stadium.
Yeah.
Throw me a couple shekels, if you will.
Yeah.
All right, one sports and one movie. Your favorite male and female athlete of all time?
Favorite male and female athlete of all time.
Male and female.
Well, did I have to have seen them, or can it be someone like Babe Ruth? Babe Ruth would be my favorite athlete of all time.
Okay. Like, mine's Ken Boyer. I only saw him once.
I mean, like, favorite emotionally, it would be Willie McGee. It just represents so many things I loved. You know, the 80s Cardinals, that style of baseball. Then it makes me think of Ozzie and Vince Coleman. The success those teams had. I don't know. I mean, maybe, Doug, it's probably one of those things that you're younger, and so, like, they're...
It seems more important to you when you're young.
It was more important to me. Yeah. It was more important to me in the 2000s when I was covering.
And the guys weren't your age. They were old enough that you looked up to them.
Yeah, absolutely. You're exactly right. There's some good psychology there.
That's why I was a bigger Ken Boyer fan than I am of anyone now, because it seemed okay that I was a little kid rooting for a guy in his 20s. Yeah. Now that players are young enough to be my kids, I feel kind of goofy saying, yeah, I really love this guy. I can't do that.
Well, you said that about Salas, though,
I
before
didn't
the
really
trade.
Say that about Salas.
I think it'd be Michael Jordan, which I know is kind of a... Mm-hmm. But I just have... just. I mean, it was just at another level, and I don't know. I just have this great... I think if I were more into golf, I maybe would have appreciated Tiger Woods. I don't know, but I think it's Jordan. But as far as emotionally, it's Willie McGee.
Yeah, female? Or do you have a favorite?
Who's hot in Tribs? Who's hot in Tribs?
Yeah, that's where I went.
Tori Wilson was hot. Does that count, WWE?
Oh, that's a nice play, Doug. That's a nice play.
She was a fitness model, too. So.
Yeah, I'll say
she got nakey, eggs and bakey, right?
Yeah,
I don't know about the eggs and bakey.
she hung out on the A-Rod train for a little while.
She did.
Yeah, he's had a nice little run for himself.
He's done well by himself.
And Clooney for a while, too. I got a picture of me and her at Hedo.
She went out with George Clooney, too? I didn't know that.
Stacey Keibler.
You think about Stacey Keibler's a great answer, though.
Oh, that's true.
You think of Tori Wilson.
I'm getting my... But Tori Wilson, I have a picture of me and her at Hedo.
She was down
I guess Laura Davies, trying the obvious answer.
Yeah, that would have been mine. Bjorn Borg, favorite male athlete, and probably Ty Babylonia, favorite.
Because you dated Ty for a while.
Yeah, I banged her.
Yeah!
Tough but fair. I cannot say that for Laura Davies.
Did you date her, too?
For about 6 months, but she was in California and I was in St. Louis, so we would meet up in the Midwest when she had Disney on Ice stuff.
Do they have to be renowned athletes, or can you find out she's an athlete on your own? Because that would be my favorite.
Who'd you have in mind?
What's going on here? What's going on, Doug?
Some good times from down in Columbia as an undergrad.
She's a swimmer?
Really? She played for the Tigers?
She was a Tiger.
What sport?
In real life.
Oh, for heaven's sakes.
Whitener fitting right in.
She had to be on one of the teams. Was she on one of the teams?
She played for me for a semester.
Oh, you son of a so-and-so.
All right, and final one. Who do you consider the greatest actor of your generation?
The greatest actor of your generation.
Lexington Steel. You probably should go with like two, so that way I can give you
much
another.
Acting there.
TT Boy right up there, too.
I'd say Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
There's not many movies that he's ever in that you go, that was bad. I think he's fantastic.
Did you like Polar Express, Doug?
Yeah.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bachelor Party
was
good.
It's like Brendan Schaefer doesn't buy in.
It's not that. It's that my dad and grandfather would tell a story that they were on a trip one time and wanted to go see a movie. They went to the little kiosk and tried to see what's playing. They saw Tom Hanks was in a movie. That was enough for them to say, okay, let's go see this one. They didn't know it was animated.
It's a cartoon.
They were sitting there together watching an animated picture.
So about 5 minutes in, my grandpa said, oh, I can't do this, and walked out. And I wasn't there, but the mental image of my grandpa walking out of the movie was enough to...
It was a kid's movie. I only saw it because I had kids
well,
at the
they
time.
Didn't, they didn't know that. They said, oh, Tom Hanks, what's he ever been in that's not been good? Let's go see that.
Yeah.
But so that's why I ask.
Yeah, I thought it was good for what it is. You know, it's not exactly Saving Private Ryan or something like that, but it's
Splash.
Yeah. Yeah. For what it was a nice little picture.
Guys, this whitener is a snootful. Tip of the cap, sir. That comes from the Jamoke.
Oh, well, thank you.
Doug Boyer was my number one, too. We must be around the same age. That's from the 314. let's see. Wouldn't favorite male and female athlete have to be Bruce Jenner? That's from the Earl of Marlborough.
If you had to, it's between him and Rene Richards.
Is it gay if I pleasure myself to my Yachty or Molina jersey? Thanks, the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Hmm. Yeah. Yes, it is. It is. Yes is the answer to that question.
Iggy, anything that's going to do it right there, DBs.
Did you give an answer to that?
Lexington Steel. If I had to give a real answer. God, I don't know. Like, who's considered right now? I mean,
I like Tom Hanks just because he's a normal guy too. He doesn't have to be Johnny Depp and be just so crazy weird off the screen. You know,
like if there's an attempt to have an appreciation for essentially like a diversity of characters. You know, now I'm getting into commenting on an industry I, you know nothing about. Daniel Day-Lewis strikes me as being able to do that, and he, like, owns, he does the method acting style, and he is, of course, retired. Who else wins a bunch? I mean, Tom Hanks wins a bunch of Academy Awards.
He probably should have won 5 or 6 Academy Awards.
Who, Tom Hanks?
Denzel Washington.
Ah, Denzel. Yeah, I like Denzel.
He's gotten screwed so many times. Mm. But I've never seen a bad movie with Denzel Washington.
Guys, real quick, what time is Iggy's match today? Is Normandy doing a deal where for $5 you get a cart, a dart, and sexual harassment? Thanks, KG and O-Town.
He's interested.
Yeah, come on out, 12:30.
He's interested in being harassed?
I'll sexually harass the hell out of you.
Get there at 12:25 to avoid the lines.
Guys, I'm a Matt Whitener Lemming. He should always be on the radio. Tim is right. He is always right. That's from Ace from the South.
Oh. Ace from the South.
So my dad's texting in the day.
He is.
That's cool. Thanks, man.
Daniel Day-Lewis getting a few texts on that. So I guess that would be it. Like current. I mean, if I were...
I'm a Leo guy. DiCaprio's done a lot of films I can just watch over and over.
I love watching The Revenant. Do you like The Revenant, or I know I not do it for you?
The Revenant.
I love it.
Works.
And I know a lot of people don't like it. And I went into it going, God, I don't want to watch this, but I know Anna Marie digs Leo, so I'll put up with this because I'd like her to watch a Chase Elaine movie from '96 at some point. It hasn't happened yet.
What was she in?
An oil scene with Jill Kelly and an unnamed blonde, but a lot of oil.
Oil spills?
Yeah, the oil did spill.
Giant. That was an oil movie.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's funny is that Leo and...
But a lot of people didn't like The Revenant. I didn't think I would like it, and I can't... I mean, I think it's such a damn good movie, but I guess I could see how people don't like it, but God, I love it.
Beverly Hillbillies was an oil-themed TV show.
See?
That's how they made their money.
But Texas The Revenant and Castaway both won Academy Awards for their actors, and half of the movie, they didn't say a word. Leo didn't do
a
lot.
Kind of a good fun fact, Doug.
Yeah. Caprio didn't do a lot of talking in that movie. Just a lot of good acting and... Same with Hanks when he's on, except talking to his beach ball or volleyball. He didn't do much talking after the plane crashed.
Mm-hmm. He fought a bear. Leo did it.
Yeah, he did.
It was that.
He won, too. Mm-hmm. Well, he lived. That's it. That's all the questions.
Well, I think it was wonderful. I enjoyed the exit poll. You covered a lot of areas, and it made us think. And you know what? When it's all said and done, that's what this show's about.
Making you think that it's like
NPR.
To something else.
Right. Hey, you know, Iggy does this every week, and it's totally different than the Bert Early Cutlery Cuts of the Week, so let me be clear. It's Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by the Post Sports Bar.
The Post Sports Bar and Grill presents...
Iggy, say it ain't so!
Oh, Iggy.
Iggy, no.
Iggy's Drops of the Week.
Have you ever turned a girl?
When you get chicken wings and a porn star on a Friday, what more can you ask for?
But you didn't know who she was.
This tribbing thing.
Take off your shirt.
Ain't that really called a pubic bone?
Where do you go to meet more lesbians? Golf courses? Softball fields? Where do you go?
That's so hot if the answer's yes!
Hey, you there?
He used some kind of, like, strawberry lube on my toe.
He'd be off the market quickly if he were a lesbian?
Nah, I mean, there's not really jobs for me. It would be like a fluffer.
That is a put-together girl. If he were in the lesbian world, he would be off the market pretty quick.
Curious about the sapphic touch.
All right, keep your mind out of my flapjacks.
I mean, last time I saw you guys, Jay Randolph Jr. was sucking on my toes.
Are you hunting for a butch or a lipstick?
Well, don't pleasure yourself out in the open. Digital pleasure in an Dodge Intrepid in a Blockbuster Video parking lot like around St. Anthony's Hospital.
One of my only disappointments on my recent trip to the Gateway to the West was that there was no sighting of Jimmy the Cat Hayes anywhere to be seen.
Just keep on driving, Hoosier.
No, she's no shark, buddy.
Don, the ball gag and gimp mask.
You've had a few darts already this morning, have you?
That's a nice idea, Iggy.
Time for a quick shower. Hey, Doug, what are you up to?
Hot, hot, hot.
His body is so good.
I'm still here.
Cheese curd.
They're cheese curds, buddy.
There's no bigger supporter of the LGBT community in St. Louis.
They said, get off my lawn.
I would rather do an interview with somebody from Swank than Dan Caesar.
Well, and that's one of the many great things about you, Tim.
Where's me gong?
Matt Whitener's grabbing the microphone as if it's going to work.
He's desperate.
Kind of like me grabbing my penis.
Big package. I'm trying to get the attention of a talent scout.
And he shows me a picture of his thing.
That's subtweeting, boy.
This is the radio business.
I get Mailer Demon 9,000 times this morning.
Now, who's Mailer Demon?
Oh, boy, that nothing gets me hotter than the Mailer Demon.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
It doesn't scream, I'm entitled or anything, when you park your Rolls Royce as a professional athlete in a handicapped parking spot. How do you get on the dark web?
Is that like the Cleveland Steamer?
It's not like that at all. Is there adult content involved?
Scratch, scratch the gerbil.
I did that. I was in Pinbusters too, yeah.
They had a sticky floor back then.
We're not, we're not just a bunch of gigolos here.
Like that lid, brah.
I liked watching from behind.
They didn't have any other balls they could play with, I guess.
Get the lube.
Because that would hurt even worse than the butt.
To ask if there are any man whores? Is that what just happened?
Clam hammer jammer.
I don't need to go out to Chesterfield when I got a Fuddruckers just a hoot and a holler away. Shorts at gym class.
That was Iggy's Drops of the Week, presented by The Post.
Stay posted, my friends.
Yep, there it was. Kind of puts it in perspective.
Well, that should wrap it up. We don't really need another drop segment of any kind.
Well,
we don't.
We have Burley Cutlery. Cuts of the Week, totally different thing.
A cut is different than a drop.
Right.
Okay.
Cuts lengthier.
I got it. Okay.
Hey, moron, Hanks didn't win an Oscar for Castaway. Gump in Philadelphia, brah. That's from the 636.
I stand corrected.
Who won the Oscar that year? Was that 2000, 2001?
I don't know who won. Did he win for Forrest Gump?
Yeah, he won for that.
Was that back-to-back years? Might have been 93, 94.
He won one of them over Denzel for Malcolm X. I think that might have been Forrest Gump.
All right.
Yeah, that was a tough one because Malcolm X, I think, is his best portrayal ever.
Yeah, that was damn good. Damn good.
Then he won for Training Day, which good movie, but I just didn't think it was his best work.
Doug, do you think it was his best work?
I don't know if it was his best work.
I'm going to go check
emails.
You've had enough. You're tapping out. Well, Doug, on a weekend like this, the one thing you want is to be smooth. The weather is going to be lovely. A lot of guys I know are planning on taking their shirts off, and so they want to be trimmed up real nice, like cleanly shaven on their face. And the way to do that is Harry's. Harry's is a high-quality shave that's better for your face and your wallet. Save time and money with Harry's. They are able to provide you an amazing quality shave at an affordable price by owning the factory and taking less profits. They pass those savings directly on to you. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Great news. Harry's is so confident you will love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. I've partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/InsideSTL to get it now. Get started with Harry's today and get their free trial offer. And it's all for free. It's all for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/InsideSTL. That's harrys.com/InsideSTL. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. We'll have the Hot Shots email today coming your way. I got that in about 20 minutes. Is that going to work, 20 minutes?
20 is fine.
Yeah. And then we also have the Bert Early Cutlery Cuts of the Week. The cat was supposed to be back today from his road trip, brought to you by Four Seasons Penske Truck. Just look for the big gold truck. But
he's on holiday?
There was a rain in Chicago. It delayed all the flights at O'Hare or Midway, wherever he was flying through. Oh, it must have been O'Hare because he wasn't flying Southwest. And then that made him stay overnight in Milwaukee. And so the great Matt Whitener and the great Brendan Schaefer and the wonderful Iggy have filled his chair, and I think have done so quite well, gentlemen. Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
We've all sat in the same chair together as well. It's been quite the thing to see.
Mm-hmm. Doug, Man on Fire was great. Thanks, Brian, formerly in Lime.
What was that now? Was that a TV show, movie?
Was that a Tom Hanks picture? Was that a Denzel Washington picture?
I don't know. I don't recognize that one.
Doug, who was hotter on Bosom Buddies, Tom Hanks or Peter Scolari? Thanks, Painter Guy. Yeah, who looked better dressed up as a woman?
I don't know. He was really young back then. They were like early 20s at that point.
Yeah,
that's
hot.
Well, it's not hot. That's just how old he was. That's all. Didn't know that he'd become the biggest star of his era. That time, just a silly little comedy show.
And then turns that into... And Robert De Niro was on Soap, where he and Billy Crystal would go smooching with the boys. Launched his film career.
Yeah. He's done okay as well. Just okay. You know, been in a couple pictures. I don't know if he's made any money necessarily, but he stayed kind of busy.
Doug, he was a bodyguard.
Who was?
I don't know. That's what Tech says. It's Brian, formerly in Lee Bay.
Robert De Niro was a bodyguard?
Kevin Costner was with Whitney Houston.
Oh, that's right.
1992?
I don't know what the year was.
Queen of the Night. Carrying around Whitney Houston on his shoulders.
Queen of the Night, I Will Always Love You. Mm-hmm. Is that the number one selling single of all time? Because Boyz II Men's End of the Road was, and then immediately it was replaced by Whitney Houston's I Will Always Love You. Kind of a fun fact.
For many years, it was White Christmas, Bing Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yo.
What's the number one selling single of all time? Would it be I Will Always Love You, or has something replaced it since? I mean, it's
number
been 25 years.
Single, I don't know. It seems like something that someone could look up.
It is White Christmas.
Doug.
Yeah.
50 million sales.
What's top five, baby? What's top five?
We've got White Christmas, Bing Crosby. Uh-huh. Elton John, Candle in the Wind.
Yeah, that was, you know what that was amplified by, Doug? 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. It was The Princess Died.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Bing Crosby makes his second appearance in the top five with Silent Night.
Oh, sure.
Mm.
Mungo Jerry, who could forget him, In the Summertime, 1970.
Are you familiar with that? I have no idea what that is. Da, 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 da. Yep. And that's number four. That's, where's Whitney Houston and Boyz II Men?
Whitney Houston is six.
I understand.
I Will Always Love You.
What about Boyz II Men, End of the Road?
Boyz II Men's down here. I don't see them. They're not in the 15 million
I always
plus.
Heard that they, that Whitney
You're getting some bad information there. Fake news.
Thank you. Doug, Dolly Parton wrote, I Will Always Love You. Thanks, caller Ellen.
She's had a nice career herself. I thought she was an old lady like 40 years ago.
Yeah.
And she still looks the same as she did back then.
I'm telling you. Guys, rumor has it that Tom Hanks once bottomed for Will Gear. So the 573?
That's not a rumor that needs to be continued, passed along in any way.
Doug, man on fire. Denzel is a bodyguard for Dakota Fanning.
You okay.
Can come over and watch it, damn it.
I don't need to do that.
It's from Peter Dinklage's third leg.
I don't need to come over and watch. I don't.
Denzel, here's another text on it. What is going on? Denzel is a drunken, suicidal bodyguard and man on fire. Then he was out for justice when Dakota Fanning was kidnapped. It's from Doug Vaughn's Illicit East Side Lover. This picture,
mm-hmm.
Guess we got to see it.
I guess. Now, Denzel was good in Glory. Remember that? Civil War picture.
Oh, yeah. Matthew Broderick.
Mm-hmm.
Denzel was good in that movie where he got drunk and crashed a plane.
Oh, yeah, Flight.
Five minutes in, he was snorting a line and taking a swig of Kettle One.
Mm. Having himself a morning.
He was doing show prep.
Show prep, that's how you do it. Guys, I'm pretty sure One Sweet Day with Boyz II Men and Mariah Carey is the biggest single of all time. That's from Greg Oden's Stovepipe. Doug, I just am getting all kinds of different information.
Well, the interweb said it was White Christmas.
I'm just going,
that's what I'd always heard.
I'm just stopping by that bastion of information, Wikipedia, because
that
couldn't possibly be wrong.
No,
could it?
Probably isn't.
Yeah.
Well, a Christmas song, I'm sure they sell it every year. That people start buying it again. Some.
Tim, want to come play golf with me today? Thanks, KG and O10. I'm already playing, but thank you for the invite. If you want to watch Iggy play, he's out there today. 1:30, Iggy?
12:30.
1:30 Eastern.
Oh, you got to get ready.
Yeah, man.
Start stretching.
Match may be over by 1:30, so get there quick.
I don't know how that's possible if you're getting 14 strokes, baby. I just don't see it. I don't know. PGA Pro Dan texted me. Who do you think will win? I don't know if I had that. The PGA Pro Dan score, I'm going over under 73.5. I think match play works to your advantage.
Yeah, and you get in the pressure of a one-on-one competition, and you're up against a guy that's used to doing this. That's when you fall apart. It's hard to beat somebody like that at his game.
Well, I won't fall apart because of that. If I'm having a bad day, I'm having a bad day. It's not going to matter how good he is. I just go out.
Well, it'll matter
him.
A lot. He'll keep sinking these long putts, and you go, boy, yeah, I guess I got to make this now, and you'll try to do too much.
No, it's not going to make me nervous or, oh, I got to do that. Just play my game and have fun. Let the chips fall where they may, Doug.
Well, good luck to yous.
Thank you.
Tim, can I follow you around in the golf cart this afternoon? Thanks, Debbie Clapp.
I don't think you can.
Maybe we should have a gallery.
I don't think you can.
Mm-hmm.
Where you're going, they don't just allow any schlepper to come up and jump in a golf cart and start driving willy-nilly around the course.
Guys, Doug, I got to say that I'm thinking that Michael Porter Jr. and co. snagged the 3 seed out west. What are your thoughts? It's in the ball and bottom.
How about we wait until the season plays out just a little bit? They haven't had the practice yet.
But do you think there'll be a 3 out west?
I don't know.
Out west.
I doubt
out west.
They may be higher than that.
Anytime they've made it to the Elite Eight, you know what they've been?
2.
In the West.
Yeah.
No, they were a 1 in 94, and you covered them at the LA Sports Coliseum. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, where there was a stabbing right behind me just before a live shot.
They were a 12 in the West when they lost to Oklahoma, missed free throws. You got to hit your free throws.
Right.
And they were a 2 when they lost to UConn in 2009, and they were out West in Glendale. They stunned Memphis on Thursday night. Borkus Dedmon from beyond half court.
Yeah. We may be about to witness one of the greatest turnarounds in college basketball history if you go from as bad as Missouri was to as good as they might be this year based on some of the players. I don't know that could be unprecedented. I mean, they were just hopeless here the last couple of years.
You got to hope it doesn't turn into an LSU situation where you bring in all these guys, big class, new coach, all these things, and then they end up 18 or so wins, maybe, that team with Ben Simmons.
Yeah.
2 years ago, number one guy, number one pick, and it just didn't gel. Hope not.
Yeah, well, it could.
Missouri's better when it's got good basketball.
Yeah.
Guys, Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington both bottomed for Bush Patrick?
They didn't. They were not in the Monsters.
Well, they could have done it somewhere else.
No, they couldn't have.
Oh, look, Iggy Scott-Trinkle Ballsack has responded. This is huge. You fillins have filled the cat's chair admirably, whilst I have uncontrollably filled my pant with pree due to you boys' sweet, sweet voices. Mm. So that's not an answer
to your... We don't need that kind of text. We just don't.
Well,
there's no place for it.
I made him excited. What about your wife?
Wow, wow,
so that
wow.
Kind of rather matter of fact.
Well, I'm reading while I talk.
So. Okay.
That explains it. Tim, I don't want to correct you, but I think Missouri was a 3 seed that 2009 NCAA tournament. Please forgive me. I think he's right.
Yeah, I didn't want to be that guy. But
I think it was... So UConn was the 1, Memphis was the 2, Missouri was the 3.
Yeah.
Doug, you were wrong.
Yeah, I don't remember what seed they were. I don't care what seed they were.
Doug, shut up, you old queen. I'll follow Tim playing golf if I want. Put your head back between my thighs. Does that work?
No. Who was that? I wonder who that was.
Stubby Clapp.
Okay, Stubby Clapp has been suspended. He's been suspended for his comments. He's been suspended for his comments. A period of 2 days' time, his name will go in the leather-bound hotshot suspension log, Yule. Hey, thank you, Right Business Systems, for the ink pens.
Tim, I have my 3D ultrasound today for my baby due in October. Might reschedule it to watch you play golf this afternoon. Thanks, Aunt Peg.
Come on, Margaret. You got more important things to do than watch Tim play.
No, I'm going to try to fire in the 60s. Never been done for me before, Doug. I'm going to try.
You think you're going to get in the 60s?
I think it's possible.
He will eventually.
Oh, God damn.
He just knocked the golf. I'm waiting for a response from the Beercats family and the Wrinkled Ballsack family on these offers, and just nothing at this moment is...
They haven't chimed in? No. They didn't exactly leap at the offer.
Well, I wasn't expecting.
Maybe they haven't heard of it yet. Maybe the word just hadn't gotten to it.
I mean, am I going to be C-blocking you? Because didn't you invite me and Anna Marie to go with you and the Beercats family to Lady Gaga?
Yeah, we're all going together. 6 of us.
How'd you get 6 tickets?
Who's the 6th?
Well, I haven't decided yet who I'm taking.
Oh, damn,
oh,
Gina.
Oh, ho, oh, oh,
so
ho.
Are you going to invite Scott's wrinkled ball sex wife?
Maybe, if she wants to go.
Sure. How'd you get 6 tickets? Because you know Gaga personally?
I know someone at Live Nation, not Citicorp.
Now, what did that mean right
Live
there?
Nation,
I
don't know
that
not Citicorp.
Well, that was that day when I said I had a connection at Live Nation. I'll get his tickets. And
you can get them at Citicorp.
Ooh, that stuck with you because I don't remember any
of that. Who said that?
I don't know. Probably a texter.
Yeah, well, of course it was a texter. Oh, yeah, you got connections, Iggy. If you belong to Citicorp, you can get pre-tickets, too.
Don't be so touchy, Angry.
Well, go ahead. You won't be on the floor. You'll be in the rafters, but you can get them early.
Sure. Developing, and Matt Whitener saw the same text I did.
Breaking news.
Scott's wrinkled ballsack has written in, the wife is dying to see Lady Gaga.
Okay.
Doug, we have a hashtag developing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me ask this question, ballsack. Do you have to go? Because I'll take your wife, but I only have 1 extra ticket. So if you don't mind her going with me... I can make this deal right now. She's in if she wants to go.
Wow, wow, wow.
We're on the floor. General Mission. We'll be standing.
Are we?
Yeah, we'll be standing with a bunch of 12-year-olds, but
perfect.
You've separated a lot of gals from their mister.
I wonder, this is kind of an intriguing situation here.
Well, if he trusts me, he'll let her go because I'm not going to try anything. It'll just be a fun night.
You got wandering hands?
No, I'm fine.
Beercat says we've invited Iggy over to swim multiple times. Why is this all happening at the end of the show? All the breaking news. It's like a news dump at 5 p.m. on Friday.
You going over there swimming?
They've invited me. It's just, it's kind of a haul.
And it's you got been, some
it's,
special
it's
trunks
been weekends when I've had things to do.
What kind of trunks would you wear over there?
Well, I'd have to wear trunks, wouldn't I?
You know, I don't own trunks. Because
you don't want.
Guys, if beer cats and wrinkled ball sack allow Iggy to ram the wives, I've lost all faith in humanity. Thank you. That's Painter Guy.
Well, nobody cares what you think.
Yeah, keep painting. Keep painting.
Clip that off.
All he has to know is the quality of the paint job is equal to the quality of the preparation. That's what you know in paint. And stir it before you use it. And clean the brush immediately.
Well, I got to tell you, Brian's paint has done an unbelievable work at our house over the last
week
or so. Yeah, that whole nursery, which as you can imagine, I designed.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
What? It's four walls and you got a crib in there. What else you have to design? A rocking chair. Okay, there you go. Changing station. There. All right, there you go. You've designed it.
Oh, Cucky's show.
Mm-hmm.
Brian's paint, man. People have asked me about Brian's paint. They have a Facebook page. I can't recommend enough. Let's see what else is going on here, because there's a whole thing going on now with beer cats, Scott's wrinkled ball sack, and Iggy. Nothing. Forget her, Iggy. Take me. That comes from Big Al. Well, there's another offer.
Oh, God. I probably shouldn't have said anything so quickly.
You would take Big Al. If you take Big Al.
No, it'll be a chick. Trust me.
Who would be at the top of the list? Mrs. Wrinkled ball sack or
if he
beer
says yes
wife?
Right now, it's a done deal. I already offered it to her if she wants to go without him. Nothing against you, ball sack, but I only have one extra ticket. If she says yes, ticket's gone. She's going.
Well, what if Lady Beercats wants to go?
She's already got a ticket with her husband. They're going to be there.
Oh, they're
going
to go.
Tim and Anna Marie are going.
Oh.
He's checking with her right now on the most recent
development. You can text before I get him. Well, that's a boom. Doug, I don't know what that's about.
So it's going to be a fun sixum. It's going to be fun.
No one else would rank ahead of her. She's number one on the list right now.
Hey, Cheeto man, his name is Tim, not Timmy. You're not his great uncle who can call him Timmy, you tang-faced creep. It's from the
tang-faced. That's what the astronauts used to drink. Tang.
There's nothing wrong with calling me Timmy, baby. My family calls me Timmy because there's a Tim, and they call me Timmy. I'm a 40-year-old man at this point. It's kind of like I play for the Blues. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody on the Blues is...
An E on the end of everybody's name.
Well, sometimes I say Timmy, sometimes I say Tim, sometimes I say Timothy, sometimes I say Buddy.
Yeah.
I just say what I feel like saying.
I'm fine.
Buddy.
What do we got going on here, Matt? Are there more coming in? It seems like they're coming in. They're coming in fast and furious.
You're going to have to hit me up on Facebook and get my cell number because I'm not reading the text line. I'm texting after the show and I'm not here.
To be completely, this is from Scott's Wrinkled Ball Sack. To be completely frank, I could care less to see that meat dress wearing lady or if the wife goes with you, but I wouldn't be all that surprised if she would take you up on the offer. Wow.
Well, let me know, Ballsack.
Here's your chance. Don't say let me know, Ballsack.
Brendan Schaefer, you wouldn't happen to have the Bertarelli Cutlery Cuts of the Week at your disposal.
No, I have those.
Doug, here they are.
All right, go ahead and hit the lever, please, Schaefer.
Cuts of the Week are brought to you by Bertarelli Cutlery. Visit them on the Hill, online at BertarelliCutlery.com, or follow them on Facebook or Twitter at STL Knives. Cut one.
That's because Scherzer got hurt. I just traded for him in fantasy baseball. I gave up the best closer in the game and a big-time outfielder. I got Max Scherzer. First time out, he's hurt. He's got a 6-0 lead on his way to a win. He can't start the second inning. His neck hurts. Get yourself an orthopedic pillow and learn how to sleep right.
God, give me
I am tired of it. I am tired of excuses like, I broke my neck. That's not good enough.
Nice.
Back in my day, it took a whole lot more than a broken neck. You'd have to lose your head. If your head came off, yes, 10 days on the DL. Anything less than that, you get out there and you pitch.
Cut two.
I'm guessing if you go to the nude beach, there's all kinds of places you forget to put sunscreen.
No, there's one that you always remember.
Oh.
Because that would hurt even worse than the butt.
After what Melina just did,
nice.
Now we get down to hedonism. Now we get down to naked sunbathing and what hurts and what doesn't hurt. In the wake of all that's happened, this is what we're going to talk about. Two home runs, not one, and a two-base hit. And a runner thrown out. And 8 minutes into this show, we're talking about the buttocks and the problems of it being sunburned. I'm tired of it.
Cut three.
And when I was asking her about tribbing scenes, she goes, oh, yeah, we hate doing it. We just do it because straight guys think it's hot, but we hate it. It actually hurts, and it's kind of annoying.
It's very true.
No, Doug, no.
There's lots of girls that do like it, and I'll do it just because they like it. But, I mean, it's just, it hurts your pubic bone. Oh, it gives you cramps. Charlie horses. Did you just ask if we had a pubic bone?
That's our friend the plow Diamondback.
Are there power bottoms, power tops?
I don't know what any of that is.
Oh, okay.
I don't know the lingo.
Nah, I'm not going to get into it.
Cut four.
Raphael Forcal.
Raphael.
He lived in my building and loved happy flights.
And drove a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, and you know what? It was a Rolls Royce, and he would park it in the handicapped spot right there by the steps.
It doesn't scream, I'm entitled or anything, when you park your Rolls Royce as a professional athlete in a handicapped parking spot.
He was on the DL.
Cut five.
Iggy has returned from his phone call from Illinois. Iggy, tell the audience what you had to do.
It was the guy who's bringing her. Iggy, potentially some bad news.
No, Doug.
I said, we've been promoting this for a day and a half. I said, we have food coming in from Hot Shots, so she has something to eat.
Right. Sure.
I said, look, I'll just tell you, if she doesn't come in, it's not going to be pretty.
Oh, wow.
Threat.
What's going to happen?
A threat.
What did this guy, how did he react when you said, it won't be pretty? Because if that's me, and my life has been reduced to driving around strippers, okay, I'm going to go, ooh.
Cut six.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. That's hee-haw.
Cut seven.
You're offering up an MMF to the ball sex.
Sure.
Wow.
Have you seen
her? Wow.
Well, good
and
luck
so,
to you.
And so what's your comfort level here?
Just don't get it too close.
So you're acknowledging swords will be flying.
Yeah, I said if I could have that, I would let him participate. Normally it's the guy who watches, but he can jump right in.
Oh!
Just not that close.
When you say jump right in,
right?
What exactly do you mean?
Well, one at one end of the bed, one at the other end of the bed. Now let's get it done, ball sack.
Wow. Doug, and it ties it all together with a nice little bow, doesn't it?
Right. Right. Right back to what we were talking about.
It's kind of like the Cliff Notes version of the show. Now you're up to speed.
Okay.
Now you understand what's going on.
And I apologize. They were a little long. That's why Sea Monster needs to be here, because he knows exactly what to clip, what to take off, what to make it shorter.
Does it matter?
And that was a little long.
Doesn't matter. It's a time filler. Killed some clock.
We're just trying to grind clock.
Yeah, we're just four corners offense. We got anything on
Dan Quinn should have done this. Yeah. Dan Quinn should have played Burley Cutler Cuts of the Week.
That's what I was going for, just trying to kill as much time as possible.
Doug, do you know anything about design here? Because I know they're doing something for you, right?
Well, they're already done, thank you. Because I had a house that was hot, second floor. I'd walk up the steps and I'd go from being cool and relaxed to just sweat pouring up from my brows. Like, how can it be this hot? And the second floor, when I've got central air conditioning, well, the system was wrong. The system was off. The vents, the ductwork, the furnace blower, it was just not right. And I'd lived with it for way too long. It was uncomfortable. I'm not living with anything anymore that's uncomfortable because of the folks at Design Air. Old Seth Goldkamp sent Joe and Tyler out to my house. Couldn't have been more professional. Knew exactly what they were doing. Just a little bit of tweaking here and there. And they put in that new blower on the furnace. And I'm telling you, my house is completely different. I'm really
amazing.
It is completely different. I don't even notice it anymore. I forget that any work was done because it's so comfortable everywhere. It's not even
tip of the cap, Seth.
Yeah, nice going, Seth. If your house isn't comfortable, do yourself a favor and call Design Air and ask for the Doug Vaughn furnace. Now you're thinking, furnace? I need air conditioning. The blower is in the furnace, and that's what made all the difference in my house. You got to have that high efficiency blower to get all that cool air up to the second floor. It worked for me perfectly. So here's their phone number, 314-739-1600, or online at designairservice.com.
There it is, Design Air, heating and cooling, a great sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You know what it's time for now? Hot Shots email the debt. Right. Giving away.
Make sure you got the proper prize.
A suspension special from Hot Shots. Ahoy! Really enjoyed Caddy Chat 2017. This ma'am, I mean. Unfortunately, I've never been lucky enough to bang a caddy. However, you can bet your sweet ass that homeboy has finger blasted a variety of dads on the down low behind the snack shack at Little League baseball games. How do you do? Concerns, thoughts? No fooling Lefty Jack. Is that going on?
Lefty Jack Smear does not go on. He made it up.
Doesn't something happen. To look forward to, is
it
my youngster.
Be. No, it doesn't happen at Little League parks.
Hey, jabronis and Cheeto Man. Did I tell you about the time Doug caddied for me at Erin Hills? He was a great loop. I think we all underestimate how professional he is. Anyway, we get done and he says, how about a little something, you know, for the effort? Well, of course, I was going to tip the guy, but just as I reach my wallet, he stops me, rips off his white jumpsuit, bends over, points to his ass and says, it's okay if you stiff me. This is my favorite hole on the property. Forever and always, Mae Young's newborn hand.
There's not a word of truth to that.
You have caddied there in Hills, though.
No, I've never caddied in my life.
Long track.
Mae Young's newborn hand. I've never caddied, I never will carry someone else's golf clubs around 18 holes.
Well, Brooks Koepka, you 378 yard three wood on 18.
I didn't do it as a kid, I'm not doing it now.
Since everybody is such an expert at career advice, let me help out this Schaefer kid. Oh, Brendan Schaefer, you get in on the act now. Welcome. This is the baptism process. Your career choice is not your worst decision in your life. Getting married at 21 is. What, did she take your virginity and you decided to marry her? Now get your ass off of Twitter and get down to number one Cardinal Place and get in the face of the guy in the bow tie and tell him what's what. You scored one run against Matt Garza. Do you see that white thing that guy on the mound is holding? He is trying to throw it past you. Don't let him. That's the problem with the soft media in this town. No one wants to hold this little league manager and these losers accountable. They're okay with them defecating all over the best fans in baseball. You can't even get to 500. How much are we paying these guys? Too much is the right answer. I'm tired of it. Steve in Wildwood.
Steve in Wildwood.
He brought Brendan Schaefer's marriage into his email.
And it was age 20 for the record.
He got married at 20.
Not 21. I don't know where he got that.
That was really young. Really young. I mean, almost needing permission from the parents, young.
Almost, but didn't.
Yeah, no, you didn't. Oh. Were they happy with it?
Had it. Yeah, we had it.
They were happy with it because they love your brother.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Morn, I enter the family arena during the first set break for Savage Amusement's summer tour. I scan the stalls as I usually like to act like a dainty boy and sit down whilst I tinkle. But they are all occupied, so I saunter up to one of the pube-covered urinals. In midstream, when I feel a presence approach from the rear, the scent's a familiar one. Pressed khakis and starched blue button-up shirt, as well as a faint smell of asparagus juice. I feel their hands on my waist, and they travel up my chest. I turn around, and I see it's the KMOV Weekend Sports Anchor. I rip off his Sansa belt, pull down on his drop seat, prepare my curious tongue.
Okay, that's enough!
Who was it, Tim?
It's Timmy Walters.
Timmy Walters has been suspended.
This is somebody taking advantage of the Sea Monster filter not being in play and anything going.
And Iggy, you thought that email was fine to pass along, and hopefully we'll read that.
I laughed my ass off, so it went in the pile.
Well, he just got himself suspended. I don't think he's laughing anymore.
Howdy, it's too bad you never got your amphitheater up and running. Biff would have been a shoo-in as puppet historian. The game show host from Sesame Street was Guy Smiley. Wow, who knew? All this time I thought the main puppet was Kristoff the Frog and the green fella in the garbage can was Surly the sanitation boy. I bet Biff has charts and graphs taped up on his walls, breaking down the schematics of every marionette in existence. He's the only man in the world who could tell you Pinocchio is made of 40% mahogany, 58% balsa wood, and 2% Disney magic pixie dust. I preach your knowledge, puppet dude. Doug, that comes from Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Guys, if Iggy had an album made, it would be called Orange. It would have a picture of Cheeto Man on the cover wearing nothing but high heels and women's underwear. In the background, you will see his garden with tombstones representing each of his victims. The names of the tracks would go like this. Number one, Bacon, Bacon, Bacon. Number two, Gaga's Fupa. Number three, Quit Directing Me, Spielberg. Number four, Hito. Number five, Making Love to a Hammerhead. Number six, I Am Cheeto Man, Hear Me Roar. Number seven, Jason Duffner, My Bestie. Number eight, Garden Vibes. And number nine, Don't Check My Basement as I Have 10 Bodies Down There. Well, there's no symbolism on that track.
No.
Forever and always, Mae Young's Newborn Hand.
Mae Young's Newborn Hand.
And finally, Gentleman and Fluffy Doug. I remember when Doug sat me down for some career advice, he said, Neil, if you want to be successful in life, here's how you got to do it. First, start nibbling on my neck. Then work your way down and suckle my puffy nipples. Then play the intro to Moby Dick by Led Zeppelin on my fupa with your meat club.
Okay, that's enough!
Who is that?
Neil Allen Craig Paquette.
Neil Allen Craig Paquette has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name will go into the Hot Shots leather-bound suspension.
How does this text come in at 9:59? Ballsack's wife has written, I am definitely interested, Iggy, and I see 2 exclamation points.
Iggy, I think you're going to score.
Now are you going to have to pay for her ticket?
Oh, God, I forgot about that.
No,
whoever I took was going to go for free anyway. I'm not going to charge anybody for the ticket.
Yeah, you would have if it hadn't been her.
Right.
Oh, any chick I took, I wasn't going to charge.
Was there a chance you were going to bring a gentleman?
No, so I wouldn't have charged anybody for the ticket. So
it sounds like you have a date.
Yeah, just hit me up on Facebook and... As Larry would say, I won't go on Facebook. I'll tell you right now. Just hit me up and we'll discuss.
Make it Michael somewhere after the concert?
No, she's a married lady and he's not into that. If they're into threesomes, yeah, I've already offered the MMF.
No, it's so out on the table.
So she knows. She knows. It's her play, I guess, at this time.
Yeah, the action's on her.
He's not going to the concert, but maybe he can join us afterwards.
Doug, any of these emails stand out to you?
Well, I liked Mae Young's newborn hand, but he's so vile I can't ever vote for him. He doesn't deserve a sandwich. I'll go for Steve in Wildwood.
Matt Whitener, you're sitting in the voting chair today.
I'm going to go Steve in Wildwood.
Wow, doesn't matter what I say. Look at that. Matt Whitener has decided Steve in Wildwood has shipped another Hot Shots email of the day. Congratulations. Hey, the Post Sports Bar and Grill is a great place to go. It's the official cheesesteak of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Perfect weather this weekend. Get out and enjoy it. If you would like. You know, I don't like to tell people what to do, Doug. I know you're sensitive.
Yeah, I am sensitive.
But that would be a nice play. And Monkey Shoulder is the official scotch of the Morning After. Monkey Shoulder whiskey, not the original whiskey like Doug. More original than that. Like Tim, it's time for the Lions' Choice Cinema Source. We've handoff to Frank Cusimano and the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For Brendan Schaefer, great work this week, sir, filling in for the Plowhawk. For Iggy, for my brother Kevin, Matt Whitener, thank you for filling in for the Seamaster throughout the week. For Douglas Elvin Vaughn, and for the chair that was sitting there filling in for Jimmy the Cat Hayes. All of you guys, wonderful contributions throughout the course of the week. Thank you so much. This is Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and inside STL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios.